It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
A story today, two girls on the beach, and a guy has to walk up to them and give them shit about what they're wearing because it's not appropriate. So he takes it upon himself to walk up to these girls at the beach to tell them what they're wearing is not cool.
I mean, what were they wearing at the beach that was inappropriate to him? Were they fully dressed head to toe in flannel at a beach and it wasn't?
No, they're in bikinis.
They don't have enough sunscreen on? Like,
they're in bikinis, but I guess he doesn't like the small bikinis that they're in.
Wait, they're in bikinis at the beach? That's what you're supposed to wear to a beach.
That's my thought exactly when I saw this.
You know what a beach is?
Right. If they were like this at Costco, I understand.
Of course.
But they're at the beach. So what gives a guy the right in his head to go up to these girls and talk to them?
Patriarchy.
I can't stand people.
This is the patriarchy.
Okay, so then why do you dress this way?
I'm hot and I like women, so please leave us alone. I'm at the beach in my bathing suit.
Yeah, that's a thong and that's a bra.
That is a fucking bathing suit.
Take young eyes into consideration. They don't need to see pornography right in front of their eyes.
We're not coming up to you. No way.
You're flaunting your stuff.
I'm not flaunting anything. Don't look at me.
See, I hope things like this are staged and they're not real.
Yeah,
and
I hope
this is a guy who's dating one of these girls. I just hope that this isn't real.
As a woman, I will tell you this is 100% real. This is not staged.
And you're the only thing that sticks out.
Men feel entitled to women's bodies. They feel like they can comment on them. They feel like they can touch them. They feel like a woman's body is, it's up to them to make a decision. If a woman's body is good, if it's bad, if he can touch it, if he can comment on it. Yeah, this is the whole white male entitlement thing. You're watching it right here.
No, I think his friends are in his earpiece and playing a joke on him.
Why are you looking at me?
Bro, get the
close your eyes. What did you say? Gouge your eyes out if I fucking bother you.
Did I ask you to talk to me?
Here's the thing.
Did we ask you?
You didn't. You didn't. But here's the thing. There's free will in America. There's freedom of speech.
You don't.
Get the fuck away.
And if men of God don't stand up, then our society's gonna go down the drain because there's no morality.
I'm atheist. Sorry.
Yeah, same.
Okay. That's if you're an atheist, that doesn't mean you have to, you know, show your
body
up.
Seriously.
Oh, and look, we stop for a second. So we stop on her bathing suit. It's a full back. She's not wearing a thong. I've worn less than that at the beach. Not intentional, but my ass eats my bathing suits. I don't have a choice. it's a full back. In fact, she's more dressed than he is.
Yeah, you can still put clothes on.
Oh, I can't with you.
Hey, here's the thing. I'm glad
they're laughing at him.
If this was at a school, or I don't understand people.
There was a woman last week who wore a bikini through TSA and it made national news because she took all her clothes off and she had a great body. So nobody was complaining, but
right.
She was in a little tiny green bikini on her phone like it was any normal day, just walking through the TSA, I guess, making a point that I clearly don't have a gun. I clearly don't have anything on me. Like, you can let me through. I don't know. I'm guessing she's making that point. I don't know what point she was making, but
she's a nut job too. They're all nut jobs.
But I understand saying to a woman walking through an airport, that's an inappropriate outfit to wear at an airport, like a bikini in an airport. I don't get it.
But I still don't understand why you are talking to her even at the airport, but why you
right.
go up to three
no,
girls.
No one said anything to her at the airport. I'm not saying it was inappropriate.
Right.
I think good for her. Like, whatever statement she was making, I supported 100%. Like, good for her. I'm surprised she was wearing that much clothing, a whole bikini. But the fact that people videoed her, and I'm saying if someone said to her at the airport, what the hell, there's kids around, that would make more sense because you don't usually see bikinis at an airport.
Right.
You see a lot of bikinis at the beach. I mean, you're at the beach, dude. Like, do you not understand what a beach is?
I'm speaking truth. Your body will never, ever satisfy.
Please.
The physical never, ever satisfy. There's a longing in each of your hearts to actually be seen. The reason why.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
They're laughing at him because he's.
Am I pretty enough?
Sir.
we're definitely please pretty enough. Away. Thank you.
Hey, I'm just saying.
This is that entitled male. There's like five women there, and he feels like it's perfectly okay to walk over and talk to them like that.
But you can see his wife is standing next to him with their daughter,
who probably said to him,
"You're shirtless. You're not saying shit to them.
What are you fucking talking about?"
She probably said to him, "I can't believe what those girls are wearing." So I don't know.
I'm gonna go bother that man now.
Yeah, go
move along.
That's a lot different.
How is that different? Because he has a fucking dick? Is that why?
Go down the drain.
See that now? They're saying this stuff in front of his kid, and he doesn't seem to care about that. You know what I mean? You know, I remember. I've probably told you this story before, but in case you know you haven't heard this, this is one of my favorite stories. So. Years ago, I had this group of girls. We used to all go out together. We would go to dinner. We would go clubbing. We would go whatever we were doing. We would all go together as a group. And this one night we went out for dinner and there's probably, I don't know, 8 or 9 of us having dinner and laughing and having fun and wine and whatever. And this guy, this fucking guy, just like one of these assholes, walks over and said, "Hey, what are you girls doing here by yourselves?" What? So we have no value because there's no men at the table with us.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're one asshole by yourself. And my friends, you should have seen like their heads just did like
you
an exorcist turn. You picked the wrong table to say that shit to. And I mean, they laid him out. They called him every name in the book. They told him, you know, mm-hmm. he was an entitled misogynist and we hate the fact we have to even talk to him now. Table. Like, you know, sorry, you're oppressed. Like, go home to your mom. Like, go back to your basement. Like, they believe me. My friends really like they called him an incel. They let him have it.
Mm-hmm. And poor guy just thought one of you was hot, and he tried to come up with an opening line, and he said something stupid.
That's what are you girls doing here by yourselves? There's 9 of us. There's 1 of you.
But when you go to talk to a girl for the first time, stupid shit comes out of your mouth. It just flows out. And sometimes
one of my friends
was
like, because the alternative is to hang out with an asshole like you. No, thank you. Bye.
Yeah,
go away.
Wrong
table. Like he had. I didn't even have to say anything because I had girlfriends that were way better than I was. I mean, he there was like 9 of us. There were 7 girls screaming at him.
Yeah. You rethink your life at that point. So I don't know what gives guys the right to walk up to somebody and say stuff like that or stuff like that on the beach. I think the whole world is doomed and everybody sucks.
Yeah, no, that if you look what's going on in the world right now, men feel entitled to women's bodies in every way, shape, or form. I'll just put it that way. They feel like they can discuss and make decisions about a woman's body.